A teacher in Juneau's Mendenhall Valley is bringing current glacial outburst flood science to middle schoolers. Students completed projects on the annual flood that came close to inundating Thunder Mountain Middle School last year. Thunder Mountain Middle School sits beside the Mendenhall River, which has surged over its banks and devastated homes in the valley over the past 2 years. Eighth grader Vivian Esmail just learned why.
The root problem is, well, it's the Suicide Basin, which is between the Mendenhall Glacier. It's like a little area where water can build up.
She explains that the basin hasn't always filled with water, and the community hasn't always flooded.
And the reason why it formed in the first place is because global warming, as we all know, has been melting down the glaciers.
She describes how rain and glacial meltwater collect in the basin over the spring and summer, causing pressure to build up against the ice.
And then at once, it like can burst through like an entire large amount of water. That's how these floodings are happening and why they're happening yearly.
Esmail learned this in Jess Stanley's earth science class. Most students said they didn't know what a glacial outburst flood was before taking the class.
I came in absolutely clueless. I'm surprised I didn't even know about this stuff in the first place.
Now, they all know about the science behind how it happens and what's being done to protect their school and neighborhoods. The students mapped the river, plotted rainfall and snowpack, and learned about how the melting Mendenhall Glacier affects downstream communities. Local scientists even visited their class and walked them down to the river. Stanley says this was her first year teaching earth science at the middle school. Her goal was to engage the students on a topic that was close to home.
I just wanted to have an opportunity for the kids to learn something place-based, something that's here, right, literally in the backyard of our school.
That approach to teaching about the climate has clearly made an impression on the students. Allie Simonson is a seventh grader in the class.
I think it's really cool we get to learn about something that's like happening right now, because in school usually you learn about stuff that's like going to happen in the future or happened in the past.
Now, when the students gaze out the big picture window in the school's common area, they see bulldozers and a huge pile of sand by the river. The city is extending the levee further downstream to protect their school along with several businesses and homes from possible floods that could be higher than those in the past. Stanley says a row of trees is getting chopped down near the track. And a gravel road has gone in for heavy machines to build the HESCO barriers that make up the levee. Ryder McMillan, an eighth grader, says the class learned about that project, too.
We talked a lot about HESCO barriers and how they're being built, and the most interesting fact that I learned was that they're really expensive to build, and you wouldn't assume that because you think they're just like little green blocks with a bunch of sand in them.
In their notebooks, the students have sketched HESCO barriers, including the small outflow pipes to drain rainwater. They've also written their lingering questions about glacial outburst flooding, some that adults don't have answers to yet. Here's Esmail again.
Nobody really knows what we're going to do to permanently fix the solution with the Suicide Basin flooding yet. Of course, we have those HESCO barriers up, but besides that, people are still working on it. People are still making ideas, and that's going to take a while.
In the meantime, Esmail says to try to prepare for floods as much as possible. The students are taking what they've learned beyond the classroom. They're making posters about how Valley residents can prepare for floods, featuring QR codes that link to more information. They plan to tack them up around town this summer. The kids say to pack an emergency kit, sign up for the city's emergency alerts, and when the floodwater comes, don't swim in it. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.